ours are pastured turkeys where they actually live out in the fields.
And but we've been hearing that it's very difficult to raise these turkeys. What makes it so hard?
The labor, probably most of everything. It's labor intensive. It's all hands on. We make our own food on the farm.
George, I got to ask you, some people say that turkeys are stupid, that they'll look up in a rainstorm and drown. Is there any truth to that?
That's the first thing everybody asks, is how dumb are they? You know, what I noticed, though, raising them outside and giving them sunshine and fresh air, that they actually start roaming. They follow you around. They will fly over the fence and forget that the food's on the other side, but I've never had one hold his mouth open and drown in the rain yet.
Well, that's good news. Now, we understand, though, George, that because of the difficulties in raising and producing these free-range chicken, that you can lose a significant amount of your group each year because of problems with predators, with the food that you need to produce, and various factors. What are some of these factors that make it so difficult?
Well, probably on the west side here is weather, the moisture and cold in the spring when they're born, the poults. You know, they're not called chicks, they're called poults, a turkey poult. And they're real sensitive to the humidity, temperature, variances in temperature. You try to keep them at a steady temperature in a brooder, but we don't have a controlled environment all the time like the big houses do. So, yeah, it's more they're temperamental. Once they get up to a certain size, you can't kill them with a stick.
George, if you could describe to people what the difference really is between a farm-raised, free-range bird to that frozen boulder you get in the supermarket.
Well, of course, we make our own food. We grow it on our organic soil. And, we're only as healthy as the soil our food is grown in. And we feed them wheat, spelt, emmer, camelina, oats, seaweed, sea salt. We try to give them the full array of nutrients that they require to be healthy. And when they're nutrient rich, they have good flavor. You know, that's what our taste buds taste, is a nutrition. And they taste good. And they're treated good. They're happy. And when it's a holiday centerpiece on your table for the family, knowing that it was a happy bird and it only had one bad day, makes for a good dinner.